The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Angie Bailey is with me now, though. Angie's a Fine Gael councillor in Tralee. And I understand, Angie, you have a suggestion as to how the front gardens, front lawns, the front hedging in different houses in our country, in your particular area, as the case may be, could be better kept. Is that right?
Hi, Kieran. How are you? Thanks for having me on, and hello to all your listeners. It was really came about when I was walking about the town, and especially, I suppose, with the faster growth that season, I had to come off several footpaths and walk on the road because of bushes and trees that were growing out kind of over the walls of private properties and onto the footpath. And I also saw people with prams doing the same thing and children on bicycles. And I had several phone calls and emails from people saying, can you have the council cut back areas here, X, Y and Z? And the council would come back and say, well, these are private areas. So it got me thinking, you know, in particular, I suppose there's so many voluntary groups who are working incredibly hard for their tidy towns in Tralee. Actually, this year was up 17 points, I think it was, on last year. But there are a few houses that will kind of stand out as the houses that are not being maintained as well. And this, I really don't want this motion to sound like it's telling people they need to prune their roses or have set colour flowers. It's nothing like that. It's just like what is in your garden maintains or stays within your garden and doesn't have to encroach on public spaces outside that may negatively impact on people walking, cycling or running on the footpath.
And how big an issue is it? I can imagine it myself, you know, and we'll all be familiar with walking on the footpath, and at certain times a year, you know, during kind of prolific growth, you might get edged out in the road. But it can't be that big an issue, is it?
Well, I suppose it's depending on what kind of a user you are. It's going to be a massive issue if you have you're pushing a pram. It's going to be a very big issue if you're maybe a parent who wants your children to walk to school. But then if you think that they're going to have to come off the footpath onto a busy road at school times, that might be a game changer in terms of allowing your children to walk or cycle to school. And also wheelchair users. I mean, having an issue like this just seems to forget about the larger picture. And again, this might be people who have just forgotten to cut back. Maybe they're just not paying attention. Like you were speaking about their busy parents, they jump in their car, they drive from A to Z, they don't even know what the outside of their wall looks like anymore. They're so busy. But it definitely does impact on people. And I think that regardless of the size of the impact, it is something that needs to be looked at. I mean, in the countryside, you have farmers who are under quite intense pressure to have hedges cut back by a certain time, and they're restricted for a certain amount of time, and then the hedges need to be cut so that people can drive and cycle and walk safely on the roads. And I think we should be following that same system in towns when footpaths and public areas are being encroached on by trees or bushes that are coming from people's houses. And
you know, I was just going to ask then about where that is the case, where they're encroaching. I mean, you're talking about the council cutting them and then fining the people therein, or just encouraging people to better maintain them, or how do you imagine it playing out?
Well, I suppose it would start with encouraging people to maintain their properties and just telling them of the issues that you have if trees and bushes aren't maintained. And then I suppose maybe you then send a notice that if this isn't done, that the council will come out to do it, and then the homeowner will be charged for it. That was something I put to the council, because I suppose councils are...
Would they pay it?
Well, I don't know if they have to. I mean, I've paid every fine that I've had to. I haven't had many fines, mind you, but I mean, any fine that I've had, I've always paid it. I suppose that's kind of part of the civic responsibility.
Yeah, but you keep your hedges cut as well, which is part of the civic responsibility. So if you're dealing with somebody who's letting the hedges grow all over the road, and the council sent him a letter saying, please cut them, and they've ignored the letter, and then the council cuts them and says, you now owe us for cutting your hedges, is that type of person going to pay the fine?
Well, I suppose you have to look at different ways. I mean, actually, I was really surprised at the interest in this particular motion, and I had several emails this morning from people mainly agreeing with the motion, saying that it should come through property tax, that it should be on-the-spot fines for people. But apparently there are other countries all over the world who are doing something similar to this, how homeowners get a notice that they have to have their hedges maintained if they are going to be you know, encroaching on public spaces, that they have a set amount of time to cut them back. And if they're not cut, then they're fined. And it seems to work.
Maura Healy-Ray is with us as well. Is an independent councillor on the Killarney Municipal District. Maura, do you think there's sense in this idea?
Good evening to Angie and to yourself, Kieran. I suppose there is a lot of good points with these, but I would be very conscious of certain property owners, particularly maybe elderly people or people who are in the hospital. And I think with a lot of these properties, maybe, and I know Angie is referring specifically to urban areas, there is a certain amount or percentage of properties where there's an outstanding or an ongoing legal issue. And that is when properties can fall into disrepair, where there might be a dispute over the title of a property as well. And that's when these issues kind of arise. Now, I would say I don't think that I agree with the response that Angie got. I would have to say, in my experience, where there is a clear safety risk to the public, the local authority do intervene. And I have numerous examples of that occurring. Now, Angie also referred to there about the hedge cutting system that's in place. Well, I just want a couple of words on that, because that is not foolproof either. As it stands, is it the start of September, the local authority will write out to each of the landowners and tell them about their responsibility for maintaining their hedges, and that they have 3 weeks to do so. Mm-hmm. So when those 21 days are up and the hedge still isn't cut, they will again issue another letter giving them 14 days. So we're now on to 35 days and the hedge might still not be cut.
Yeah.
And then the local authority can intervene and cut the hedges and build the relevant landowner in that regard.
Yeah.
So the system is very laborious, particularly this time of year, particularly this year, with the amount of growth that we've had.
Well, Maura, what about this as a suggestion, that the local authority just kind of swallows the cost? So, you know, in these urban areas, you're going to have local authority workers going around, say, cutting grass and stuff that's going to be out in verges or along the side of footpaths or doing other maintenance work. And they just have a hedge trimmer with them. And in situations like Angie describes, where you've got a big privet hedge that's pushing people out onto the road and maybe wheelchair users out onto the road, for example, they just give it kind of once over quickly with the hedge trimmer and so be it.
Well, I would have to say that has been my experience, and it might seem unusual for a politician to be maybe praising the local authority, and I have many issues and many things that I'm not happy with or satisfied with, but I would have to say I have had experience of that. There was a particular development in St. Killarney Town, and at the rear of their properties, there was trees very much overbearing, overhanging, and that has progressed eventually because it was a safety risk coming onto public roadway and pathway. The council did intervene. Now,
yeah.
I can give you another example of properties that are adjacent to the railway track in Killarney as well. I can tell you that I'm on with a year and a half to try and get trees cut there because they're impinging on people's property and they're posing a safety risk. Because, again, we have more bureaucracy because a report has to be carried out and this has to be agreed and it has to be signed off by someone else before anything can happen.
Well,
unfortunately, that's the world we're in.
Well, on that point then, if I can just go back to Angie to wrap things up. Angie, would that make more sense given the world we live in and all the bureaucracy that would go with the system of kind of finding people in retrospect or whatever, that you just kind of like local authorities take it on themselves and start cutting the hedges?
If the local authorities start taking it on themselves and cut people's hedges, that money has to come from somewhere, and that's then going to mean increases for everybody all along the line. I really think what we need is an ideological change and people maybe looking out for more the collective good. What am I doing that may be impacting on other people? I think that it's very easily done. People may not be aware. And in respect of what Maura said in terms of older people and stuff, absolutely. I mean, they definitely need support, whether it be family members or whether it be other services that support them in doing it. But I do think that what we also need is an ideological change in looking at how we use our footpaths, how are they being used and how are people being impacted by using them. The same thing with cycling to school, safe routes to school, schools, getting our children safely to school without the need of a car. So there's lots of little different things that all impact on this that that are all together.
We could do what Brian in Dublin does. Brian says, on occasions, I bring a pair of garden scissors with me when I'm taking a walk so I can take care of branches that stick out in my way. So Brian has gone the vigilante approach to all of this. Brian, thank you for the text. Angie and Maura, thank you for your time. Angie Bailey's a Fine Gael councillor. Tralee, Maura Healy-Ray, independent councillor, Killarney.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.